Hi, I'm Chris, the host of True Believers, a comic book podcast, my weekly show about all things comics and loosely pop culture. After last week's episode of True Believers, I took some time and reflected on what I wanted to do for this week, and I decided to bring on my buddy Jordan to... Well, I mean, I guess you'll see. That's pretty much the best way to explain it. We really went off the rails. Jordan is the host of The Fandom Optimist, a podcast where he asks his quote-unquote amazing friends to get sidetracked and at least try to stay optimistic. Jordan is one of the most genuine people I've met while podcasting, and this episode was genuinely one of my favorite ones to make. So, here we go.
And then I was like, you know what? I should be an actor. I'm really good looking. I'm really talented, you know? So... Mm-hmm. So clearly the path to that is having a comic book podcast.
Yes, that's the next, that's the first step. Everyone knows that you do a comic book podcast until a Hollywood producer discovers you and is like, wow, this person's incredible. Check out the charisma. And then they find you and cast you in a multi-million dollar movie.
That's exactly what it is. And see, they're making a Wonder Twins movie. I have no comic book movie ambitions, which is was you know when you tell somebody you don't know because you do computer stuff, but when you tell somebody you're an actor, they like to take the piss out of you and they're like, oh, what superhero do you want to play? Oh, you want to be such and such? And I'm like, shut the hell up! First of all, who's gonna be a superhero? I want to be one of the magic ones. I am not running. I am not jumping. I am a more of a move your hands around type.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch type.
No. More like a Zatanna type. I gotta have, you know, I need an outfit. I need a concept. I need a theme, you know. I gotta make sure it's popping. I gotta be like Simon from the Dungeons and Dragons movie. He was doing too much for me, actually. I gotta be like the Red Wizard chick. I'm not running. I'm not jumping. I'm more of the stand there and look hot type. That's it. She's like, I'm evil. Yes. Okay.
Oh my god,
that was the most surprised I've ever been when she flipped that cap down and everything turned red. I said, ah,
that was good.
This bitch is evil.
That had some impact.
And my friends are looking at me because like the theater is like, oh. My friends are looking at me like, what? And I'm like, this bitch is evil. They're like, what is she doing? I'm like, I don't know what her plan is. I play Dungeons and Dragons. Do I look like I work for Wizards of the Coast?
I don't know what the plan is, but it's real bad.
Am I Gary Gygax? That's like the best name ever. Gary Gygax. Like, if you're going to own a game company, that's good. The name to have.
That's a good one.
Tell somebody, I'm Gary Gygax. That's like being like, I'm Marvin Puzzle.
That's like when they had Mark Webb direct the Spider-Man movies. That was top tier.
That is great. That's like, This is about to be so stupid. It's D&D related, though. Do you know what Dimension 20 is?
I have no idea.
It's an actual play show. Do you know what College Humor is? We're like the same age.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So love the College Humor people have a Dungeons and Dragons. Well, it's mostly Dungeons and Dragons, but it's like TTRPG. They have an arm of College Humor that's that. Their new season is like Inside Out. So there's they all have all these puns on their names. And they're like, yeah, I'm... Introspection, that's not one of the names. I just remember that there's one guy and his name is Dan Fox. He was like, it's spelled any way you want, and they're like, no, we know what you meant.
Yep.
They put out the trailer and I didn't understand it. I was like, oh, this is supposed to be Inside Out. But that's here funny. We're here to talk about creating a character instead of just acting it as, which is what we're doing.
That is a great way to you tied it back around perfectly. That was very good.
I'm the master of segues, okay? So me and Jordan are here to make characters for Dungeons and Dragons. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
In life now. Because I mentioned it like it was a couple months ago. I was like, oh man, if you ever want to play, I'll help you.
Yeah, we did the I'm pretty sure we did the Dungeons and Dragons movie is when this conversation came up over on Fandom Optimists. And so now here we are doing a thing.
And the funniest part about this, I think, was like you released your episode, I promoted it, and the next day Wizards of the Coast was sending the Pinkertons to somebody's door.
Oh yeah, some shit went down right after we posted the episode.
And it was like we waited like a whole week too, so it's like everybody else had had momentum for their D&D episode, and then the second I'm like, "Oh yeah, sure, I'll do an episode with you. I just saw this movie, of course. I'm promoting it." I'm like, "Damn." Like they couldn't give us 3 days?
Yeah.
This is embarrassing. Okay, so when you start out making a character, you choose a race, you choose a class, you know, you're at level zero because I said you are. Then you pick your scores, you know, there's equipment to choose, and then you link up and play.
Cool.
All right, so what race do you want to be? Black?
Oh, goodness.
If you say no, you're racist.
I was about to say, it's like, I think I'll be Asian this time around. But I don't know.
Did you ever watch Video Game High School?
I might have. I can't remember.
Ironically, the Dan Fox guy is the guy behind Video Game High School.
Sounds really familiar.
I don't know, but basically, so they went to high school, and then like the whole world was controlled by video games, and they asked this lady what her favorite race was, and they met like in World of Warcraft. But she's like, "Well, I guess I'm white, so white." And like Indian food. And they let her get the whole answer out. And then a robot television host was like, "We were actually meeting in World of Warcraft." And then she like got canceled.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
And that's what's gonna happen to you.
Awesome. Yeah. I've always wanted to be canceled. I'm shocked it hasn't happened yet. I'm always saying shit.
If anybody in all of the Hall of Pods is gonna get canceled, it's either gonna be me or it's gonna be Blue, and I'm not sure who it's gonna happen to first, because on one hand, as you know, I hate all of the MCU and I hate all of those DCEU movies, and I openly hate them, so I'm really, people have tried to argue with me before, but I've embarrassed them so much by being so intransigent. And Blue will say whatever. Blue has come onto my podcast and Andrew cussed me out while he had COVID because he said that somebody should die.
Yeah, Blue has absolutely no filter and it's wonderful.
Blue said, yeah, whoever made, who, I don't remember who it was, he named it. Andrew cut that part out, but he was like, he cussed me off from A to Z with COVID. So I want you to know this is a something. He's trying to edit. His laptop is going crazy in the background. He's calling me like, "What is wrong with you? Why would you let him say that?" And I'm like, "Do I control his mouth?" I at least told you. I listened to all the audio and told you when he said it because I knew you were going to cut that out. But like... Okay.
I can't remember where we stand on whether or not Blue is planning to move down here or not, but God, that would be fun.
Oh my God, Hall of Pods meet up for real.
Yeah, if we get to have like a majority of the Hall of Pods, it wouldn't be a majority quite, but like a fair number of the Hall of Pods people. I think it counts
because Andrew's official residence is my house, even though he's never lived here.
Editing Chris here, I just meant where he stores all his stuff because it's with me.
Okay. If we could have like a majority of the Hall of Pods in one place, that would actually be a pretty fun thing. But
I mean, Texas is, you know, on one hand, I don't think anybody should move here because I like Texas the way that it is, minus the racism and the sexism and the homophobia. Yeah. You know, like the things from my childhood that I won't be pushed out of my home, you know. So I don't think anybody else should move here because I don't want to add gentrification to all of that. But I Fair think enough. It would be really freaking fun. I think Blue would see the Stockyards and his head would probably explode. Because
Blue would love the Stockyards.
You know, I was just there the other day because it was National Cowboys Day. Stockyards was live all weekend. But you know, they have those shows like every other day or whatever. But like they have the shooting shows where they do the big... It's like a show. It's like if you go to Medieval Times. I'm trying to explain it for the audience, but I don't even know how to explain it because I'm like, oh yeah, they out there shooting.
Yep.
They're not real guns. They are real guns, but they're not real bullets.
Yeah, Blue had apparently looked up like a list of top 10, I think, like LGBT friendly cities in America, and shockingly Fort Worth was on the list.
What?
And I was just like, how? I'm happy to hear that, but how?
I'm curious, you know, on one hand, like, yay, but on the other hand, how?
My guess is that Lockheed has a lot to do with it because Lockheed is known as like a particularly good company for like being cool with LGBT people. So I think maybe Lockheed being here does it.
And as the spokesman for the community, you would know this, Jordan. as the sole spokesman for the LGBTQIA community. Jordan would know. You know, he is the supreme grand marshal on all things queer.
Yes, I'm the leader.
His unquestioned authority. But yeah, it probably is, man. Lucky, because it's for sure not the schools or the universities, because
I don't know for sure that Lockheed is like the best company ever for LGBT, but they certainly put out articles about it, so they certainly tell us that. So
part of the reason why I think I'm gonna get canceled is because I have this bad habit of arguing with people in forums and comment sections.
Yeah.
Like, it's why I get so pissed off when anybody, why I censor everything I put on Twitter, is because this is my third Twitter account.
Oh, no. Okay, I've never had a Twitter account banned, but I am constantly just talking shit. So.
No, but I've been, my accounts, except for that one Twitter, like Facebook, I beat those charges like Rocky, but I've been in such bad standing. I've had like whole month long bans before, and it'll be stuff like commenting under the DC Comics Facebook page I'm being witch hunted, okay? Because I was mass reported, but I beat those charges like Rocky after like 4 years of fighting them.
Nice.
So now whenever I tell somebody I put an asterisk after this. I hope you asterisk.
That's how to do it.
Anyway. Back to what we're all interested in, race. Here's some critical race theory. <You're laughs> What race you want to be? You can be a dwarf. You can be an elf. You can be a halfling.
Okay, a hobbit.
Yeah, you can't say hobbit though.
Oh, you can't say hobbit. Okay, because that's a slur in this world.
No, I think halfling was a slur, and I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I think Lord of the Rings is very stupid, even though I've seen all the movies and I've read all the books. So
that
I
doesn't
didn't,
surprise me.
I didn't retain any of the information. I was like, truly, what's funny is after telling my mom, I think, I told her years ago, I was like, I think this is a thing you would only like if you were white. I don't know. My mom revealed to me that not only was she a big fan of those movies, she was going to the midnight premieres when they came out.
Oh my God.
And I was fully alive. So I was like, what did I do? And she's like, I don't know. You did what little kids do. Minded your business at home. I was like, you were going out to see 3-hour movies? I would rather bite my tongue off.
I know my dad's a big Lord of the Rings guy.
Anyway, so you can be any race you want. You can be a human. You can be a dragonborn.
Let's
you can
see.
Be a gnome.
Yeah.
You got that big gnome cool. energy. You can be a half elf.
What makes me have big gnome energy?
I don't know. You can be half orc. You can be a tiefling. It's like a demon, kind of. It's a girl demon. In the Dungeons and Dragons movie was a tiefling.
I remember that.
People were like, why isn't she red? And I was like, because they're already making a Dungeons and Dragons movie and people used to protest this shit. They're not making a movie with a bright red woman. Are you crazy? Yeah, you lost your mind.
They ain't gonna do that. I'm seeing like wizards and shit. That's cool.
No, you're too low. You gotta pick your race first. You gotta be a little racist.
Okay. Let's do a gnome. I'm going with the big gnome energy.
Big gnome energy. Okay, so Jordan's a gnome. What's your gnome name? If you say Jordan, I'm hanging up.
I was just gonna say something bland like Jason.
But I think they have a they have names. Oh, I forget they have names because I don't use them. Whenever I play, I just pick normal people names. But whenever I'm dungeon mastering, I just pick NPC names off of people that I know.
Okay.
So I was like, they were like, oh, what's the tavern guy's name? I'm like, his name is Tyrone. Turner. This is Tyrone Turner's Tavern.
sure. Jason the gnome.
Jason the gnome. Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't want to be Alston, Alvin, Body Knock, Brock, Dimble, Eldon, Erky, Bonkin. Oh my God. These are horrible. Frug.
Are these sample names that are like recommended?
They're in the books. Gimble, Glim, Gebetto, Kellen, Namfoodle, Orin, Rundar, Sibo, Sindri, Warren, Ren, or Zook?
Oh my god.
You want a last name? Because they've got Baron, Dergel, Folker, Garrick, Knackle, Ningle, Roll.
Ningle?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, one of the nicknames is Sparkle Jim and the other one is Stumble Duck.
Stumble Duck? I'm going to use that as a last name. This so gnome's Jason name.
Stumble Duck.
Jason Stumble Duck the Gnome. Or should the Gnome be his last name and we're playing by Sonic the Hedgehog rules?
Sonic has a last name, doesn't he? It's yeah, the Hedgehog for real?
Yeah, his last name is the Hedgehog, so should I'm just gonna do that. This is Jason the Gnome.
Yeah, Stumble Duck is just your nickname. Yeah, I'm Stumble Jason Duck the Gnome. My friends call me Stumble Duck. Okay, so gnomes are between 3 and 4 feet tall, average about 40 pounds. Your size small.
Okay.
They got sub races. Are you a forest gnome or a rock gnome?
Oh man, oh that's real tough. What are the differences? What are we looking at here?
Okay, so as a forest gnome, you have a natural knack for illusion, inherent quickness and stealth. Oh, because they do have distinct racial advantages. This is why I think D&D should change. They should change this to species. They really should.
This is very not woke.
Yeah, in the worlds of D&D, forest gnomes are rare and secretive. Oh, so they're sneaky races. They gather in hidden communities in sylvan forests using illusions and trickery to conceal themselves from threats or to mask their escape should they be detected. Okay. Forest gnomes tend to be friendly and they regard elves and good fae as their most important allies. And if you're a rock gnome, you have a natural inventiveness and hardiness between that of other gnomes. Oh, so rock gnomes are smarter.
Oh, okay, yeah, this is really sounding pretty racist.
Most gnomes in the world of D&D are rock gnomes, including the Tinker Gnomes of the Dragonlance setting.
Ooh, Tinker Gnomes, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Let's go with a rock gnome, that sounds fun.
Awesome, okay, so we are a rock gnome. So are you Jason the Gnome or Jason the Rock Gnome?
Jason the Gnome is still going to be his legal name.
Okay. So there's a Jason the Forest Gnome and a Jason the Rock Gnome, but you're Jason the Gnome. Like they kind of copied you. Makes sense.
Yeah, good, the Stumble original. Duck. Good. This is the OG.
Okay, so do you have any idea of what class? Do you have any idea about what class you might want to be?
I don't know a damn thing.
Okay. Fun fact about me, I'm currently playing in a modern campaign where I play a youth pastor cleric, but my powers don't come from Jesus. The youth pastor thing is actually like completely separate, and I'm really bad at being a cleric because I only ever really play sorcerer.
Oh, that's fun.
I should also warn you, I only have like an older edition of this player's handbook, so I don't have all of the classes or all of the races. Somebody's going to be like, there's more races, there's more classes. I'm going to say eat my shorts.
All right. Let's do the ranger. I'm vibing with that.
Okay. So you're the world's teeniest, tiniest ranger.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me see what page. Blah, 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 blah. Let's flip down to Ranger. There are so many pages.
There are 293 pages.
That's too many. Who told them to do that? I didn't buy this book, so page 83 of the document.
Okay, let's scroll there. And there's 83. Ranger!
Bam!
Okay. All right. Let's do the Ranger. I'm vibing with that.
Okay, so you're the world's teeniest, tiniest ranger.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see what page. Blah, 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 blah. Let's flip down to Ranger. There are so many pages.
There are 293 pages.
That's too many. Who told them to do that? I mean, I didn't buy this book, so, but it's like page 83.
Okay, let's scroll there. Page 83-ish. Three Ranger!
So you've heard it here, folks. Everyone should know that Jordan from Fandom Optimist wholeheartedly believes that Avatar The Last Airbender is a ripoff. He said that from his own mouth. This is his original conspiracy theory.
It was right after the audio cut out. I said some nasty things.
He also said there's no way Zuko and Katara could have beat Azula. He said that that Aang should have stayed dead, and then the next Avatar should have taken his place. And he said Aang should have killed Ozai. He said he didn't think Zuko's redemption arc was all that. He said a lot of things.
Oof. Oh, man, the last one, like, hurt me too much for me to keep laughing.
And that's how I felt when you said you didn't like Fast and Furious on Twitter. I was serious when I called you my enemy.
Oh,
after
see,
that.
Well, here's the funny thing. I don't even dislike Fast and Furious. I watched like two of them at some point. I have no idea which two. The Rock was in one of the ones I watched. I don't know. And I was like, okay, I'm not vibing with it. And I just never watched any more of them. And so I always bring it up whenever I see people just revolving their entire personality online around how much they're proud that they don't watch the MCU. And it's like, I mean, okay, but like, yeah, we don't watch stuff we don't vibe with. That's fine. Mm. So I'm always like, where's my prize for not caring about Fast and Furious?
It's not since certainly not apparently coming for me. Because that, those are fighting words. You entered into hater territory. We might be enemies from this day on. I forgot about that.
We might. Yeah, I've never seen, like, oh yeah, one of them was Hobbs and Shaw. I don't know.
I saw
the fourth or fifth one and Hobbs and Shaw, and I don't know anything else about Fast and Furious. I've never bothered to figure anything out about Fast and Furious. It's about family.
So insulted in my cars. Life.
And I don't know anything else about that franchise.
I'm sorry that you've never enjoyed family or cars. What's funny is I don't like cars. I don't like to drive. I, in fact, really hate it. But I'm obsessed with these movies. You know, what's funny is having a comic book podcast is so funny because it wasn't even the first or even the second thing that me and Andrew were trying to do when we came up
with Yeah, I remember you saying that at some point.
Yeah, it was. I don't even think it was like the third thing that we were trying to do. But it's mostly funny because I think from listening to me talk and seeing how much research and time actually goes into this, people would think that comic books were like a major thing for me. And mm-hmm. for me, that's really, it's not even like 5% of the thing I spend a lot of my time thinking about. Like, my biggest focus in life, like, when people are like, you don't have any hobbies, I'm like, no. When you have any real interests, no. The thing I'm most into is Vin Diesel. He's my favorite actor. I own all of his movies on DVD. Like,
nice.
We're locked in. We're for lifers. But people are like, you really like Fast and Furious? I have Fast and Furious merchandise. I don't even think adults should have too many toys. And I have, like, Fast and Furious cars.
Nice.
That's my two Princess Tiana dolls that I have, you know, because I'm black. And my pink Power Ranger. But I got that one because she's black, so.
You were talking about Avatar earlier, and it abruptly made me think. Have you ever seen, there's this YouTuber who watches the first episode of a show and then tries to guess the entire arc of the series and then has someone tell him how wrong he was, and it's kind of fun.
He
did it for Avatar, and I was kind of surprised because he got like pretty much everything he predicted, other than like two or three things dead on. He predicted a bunch of stuff wrong, but even the stuff he predicted wrong, he kind of got thematically right, and I was shocked.
He was like, oh, they're not going to end the war with violence. They're going to end it with, they're going to find some non-violent resolution.
He didn't do that one. He said like the obvious one, which was that Aang's going to learn all four things by the end. But then he was like, they mentioned a water tribe in the North Pole, so I think they go there, and Katara's going to become like a super badass at waterbending at the North Pole. She's going to like learn a bunch of stuff. And then I was like, nailed it. And then he got one wrong where he said, I think Sokka's going to turn out to be an earthbender because we've got Aang air and Katara water, and we need a third against the fire people. And so I think Sokka is going to turn out to be an earthbender. And so you've got air, water, and earth versus fire. I was like, thematically, you're kind of right. It's just not Sokka.
That's thematically wrong because you need all of the elements working together in harmony. If Zuko and the other firebenders hadn't joined in, I don't think they would have beat the Fire Lord.
That's true. And then he does get to that. And this was what surprised me the most, was he predicts, he goes, okay, so this Zuko guy, I feel like he's not, like, the big bad guy. He's, like, seems pretty low on the totem pole of the Fire Nation bad guys. And also, his uncle is, like, super chill and seems very nice. And he says, so I think the uncle dies. He says, I think the uncle dies saving Aang from Zuko, and that, like, snap Zuko out of this, and then he joins Aang's team and teaches Aang firebending. And I was like, okay, he thematically, he nailed it, because Zuko does betray Iroh and he gets sent to prison, and that emotional conflict in him finally convinces him to join Aang, but it's not Iroh sacrificing himself. But I'm like, he got it wrong, but he thematically nailed that, and I was, that was pretty cool.
You know, he sounds a bit like me. I this sounds like a, this is, I'm about to say the craziest thing ever to you, but I think I might be a prophet, but only of incredibly small things, because it sounds insane, I know, but I have correctly predicted the casting of like 7 different movies.
Oh my
years
God.
In advance. Like, I predicted on, I can't remember the specific day, but I remember it was sometime before the 4th of July in like 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I was holding up a sign. I know, because we took a picture in a Claire's, and it says like party like it's 1776, and I'm holding the sign mm-hmm. and making a creepy face. But right before that, I was talking about superhero movies, and I was like, I really want them to make a Wonder Woman movie. But you, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but I'm a little bit scared of Nathan Fillion. And
okay,
I have a good reason. I'm just not exposing the reason. There's nothing wrong with him. He's not like some kind of secret pervert. I've never met him before. He just scares me a little bit. Oh, I guess I could say it. It's from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He's like scared me since I was a little kid.
Okay.
So. Yeah, but okay. He did in this Wonder Woman 2009 movie that they made. He was the voice of Steve Trevor, and I was like, they should not have hired him, because when I heard his voice, I was like, also,
oh my
I don't think the movie is very thematically good. Anyway, you know, I was like, this is a movie about Wonder Woman. I don't think this should have been included. But I said they need to get somebody beautiful with a soft voice like Chris Pine. And then in that same day, in that same conversation, Aquaman is like behind Superman. Aquaman is my favorite superhero. And I had just started watching the show Entourage because my mom has all the DVDs. And Vince, the main guy played by Adrian Grenier, he actually stars as Aquaman in a movie, and James Cameron's the director. Actually, almost all of Vince's movies have gotten made in the years since, like the movies that he was in. Somebody was like, that's a really good idea. Actually, I'm gonna put that in work. And I was like, they need to get, I was like, you know, I like Adrian Grenier. He's really good. He doesn't say superhero to me. I was like, they need to get somebody like Polynesian. I think they should get Jason Momoa. And I don't remember if Jason Momoa was really like a household name then like he is now, but I've been a fan of his since this movie called Johnson Family Vacation. And I used to watch him on Baywatch and stuff. So it's like, I very well knew who he was. And I remember my friend, like, after she took this picture, like years later, she commented, I mean, I also see her like, once a month. I'm with her all the time, but she was like, oh my gosh, that guy that you said they cast him, that, and I also in like 3 episodes of the show Elementary, the Sherlock Holmes procedural show was on CBS, with John Lee Miller, Lucy Liu, I correctly predicted the season finale of season 1 as a joke to one of my friends at school.
Oh my God.
He had gotten some letters sent to him from his rehab place or whatever, because he had to go to, that's the whole setup of the show, that he had to go to rehab. And I was like, you know what? Wouldn't it be funny if that lady wasn't dead and she was alive and she was working with this person just to mess with his mind? Oh, that was a spoiler if you ever want to watch the, I mean, listen, the show has been off for so long, but you know, I'm a prophet for real. I tell people this all the time and they're like, you're crazy. But then I start outlining the things and I'm like, no, this happens to me a lot.
The only thing that I can claim a certain level of clairvoyance to is the exact time it will take to get somewhere. I'm like eerily always correct, even if something unexpected happens on the way there. Like, I remember I was like, I mean, it happens all the time. But like the weirdest example was when I was hanging out with my roommate in college on like one end of the campus, and he was like, man, it's late. How long do you think it'll take us to walk home? And I was like, 26 minutes. And he was like, okay. And we started walking, and there was like a blocked off section of road that I didn't expect to be there. And we had to take like a weird route around a whole bunch of buildings that like put us way out of our way. But we still wound up walking up at exactly 26 minutes later. And I was like, I couldn't have guessed that we were going to actually take longer than we should have. But my prediction was exactly accurate. But anytime I say, yeah, it'll take this amount of time to get somewhere, that just kind of happens. And it's real weird. It's short-term clairvoyance for time guessing.
Me, I'm like, no, I'm God's favorite. You're like, no, I can tell anything on this road. I've got it. You must be great on road trips. And I don't think we're going to make it there in time. It's going to be, see, listen, when Hall of Pods gets invited to Comic-Con next year, manifesting, you're going to be like, I don't know if we're going to make this flight, guys. Use your profit power. Listen, no, I've already been sponsored. This is my third sponsorship. So
I noticed that. That's cool.
But usually I've been sponsored for small things before. Like I told you, somebody paid for us to make an X-Men episode. Somebody paid for us. We did a horrible X-Men episode, but it was only because we both really liked the X-Men movies. And we were like, this is horrible. We really like it, though. Somebody paid for us to watch the Doctor Strange movie that we were going to watch anyway. somebody paid for us to make a Star Wars episode. And I honestly, if I didn't already spend the money, I would have gave it back because Andrew was so shitty. I was like, no, pick a movie out of these four movies. It was like whichever the first one of the sequels is, A New Hope, I think the Clone Wars movie. No, it was Rogue One or something. It was a standalone or like a first movie. He's like, we're gonna watch Return of the Jedi. I'm like, what the
fuck? I remember that.
Yeah, I didn't even know he had never seen the rest of them. So he sits and he watches Return of the Jedi and he's like, this doesn't even make any sense. I'm like, because it's movie three, you stupid. Who watches the third movie in a... I forgot I was so fired up about that. But what kind of crazy person watches the third movie in a trilogy and then gets offended that none of it makes sense?
Man, it's funny that you actually get paid to occasionally make an episode because I'm the one who keeps getting accused of being paid to make my episodes because of how much I love everything. I've had people be like, oh, what are they paying you to say that? I'm like,
one of the people, audience, because I'm like, nobody could find anything ridiculous. You know what's funny? I joke a lot about
it. There's no way you actually liked Love and Thunder. I'm like, I liked Love and Thunder. I
had a good time watching Love and Thunder, actually.
Okay, good.
I didn't think it was very good, but I had a good time. It was really fun. I don't think movies need to be good. I feel like that's where the disconnect is, because a lot of people think of me and they think hater. And I am a hater, but like I have the ability to objectively be like, oh, this thing isn't very good. I liked it, though. It was really fun. But remember during the Doctor Strange episode where I said one positive thing and Blue and Monte lost it? I said, I actually have something positive to say. No!
Oh my God.
That was so funny. That's like my one positive thing ever. I was like, actually, I think I referenced this in the episode I did Wednesday. I was like, no, I thought that this could actually be executed really well. It just wasn't. And they were like, no.
Everyone hated, like, me and maybe one other person on that call genuinely enjoyed that movie.
Well, I had, like, as you could see from the whole hour and a half long multiverse episode that I did, I have a lot of really genuine thoughts on the multiverse, and I was like, oh, this was just not executed well at all. Like, the themes that that are central to a multiverse story, first of all, the best multiverse story ever. I've probably never said this before, or I've said it a lot and then just never mentioned it on that multiverse episode. It's Jughead's Time Police.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
You'd have to read it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know you said you didn't read a lot of comics, right?
Yeah, I'm illiterate.
I'm proud. But Archie Comics is the foundation of my love for comic books. And I think Jughead's Time Police, it so like succinctly and perfectly explains why multiverse stories... First of all, Archie Comics is the original multiverse. That's the real multiverse of madness.
Yeah.
But it perfectly explains like why multiverse stories work and why they're worth telling. And Doctor Strange just had none of that. First of all, the only thing that I actually really found enjoyable was the evil Doctor Strange and until he opened up that nasty ass eye, because that was when he lost me.
Oh yeah, that was freaky.
And then I didn't like that they had the same actors playing the characters. I was like, no, where's the sexy Doctor Strange at? I just knew that when they went to an alternate universe, I was like, Wanda finna be a bad thing in this other universe.
Yep.
And then I was like, oh, it's Elizabeth Olsen. Oh, it's Benedict Cumberbatch. One. I was like, oh, that's cool. It's like when they made this, I tried to watch the Flash movie, of course, on bootleg. Like, I don't want anybody to think I'm going back on what I said about how much I don't like Ezra Miller. It was like a thought. I was like, oh, maybe I'll watch the Flash. And I tried to watch it. And I was like, there's two, as I skipped to the middle to see if it was a good copy.
Oh, because there's two Ezra Millers.
And I was like, hell no. Click.
Yep.
I watched Muppets Haunted Mansion again because they had me messed up. I don't even want to watch one Ezra Miller, let alone two.
Fair enough.
That's the one thing. Nobody can say that.
The Flash is a great example of people who are like, is Warner Bros. Paying you to like? I'm like, no, I liked the movie. I'm sorry.
So now I'm going to watch this movie eventually. And then if I watch it and it's really bad, I'm going to travel to your house with my stalker powers and my clairvoyance, and I'm going to beat you up.
Do it. You know where to find me.
I'm going to catch you. I'm going to be on the streets just walking around looking for that apartment. Fists up. You know what's crazy? Once you told me what street you live on, I used to date this guy who lived in this big apartment complex there. So I might even actually know where you are.
It might be the same one. That wouldn't surprise me, because I do live in one of the larger complexes in that specific area. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like...
Although I'm not going to live there for much longer, so...
Oh, dang. So yeah. I'm going to have to really hunt you down.
You'll have to go further north by about 10 minutes.
I'll never find you then. I just found out there's like a go-karting place on the way to the Stockyards. I had never seen it. And I go there.
Oh, I can't. I'm going to go there sometime. I'm going to go to that go-karting, but you should come with.
Yes, I absolutely, fully not joking, absolutely will. I'm obsessed with go-karts, but I'm also scared of cars. So I'm probably going to crash.
Yeah, that'd be fun. We should do that. We'll do a little Holopods hangout.
No, tell Blue to move down here so we'll go to the Stockyard show.
I keep trying to get him to. I made it real convincing too. I was like, dude, I'll, like, just please.
just come.
I'll help you move. I'll help you move. I'll pick you up from the airport. Like, I'm gonna make this as easy as possible because I want more friends here.
Are you a transplant?
That what?
Are you a transplant?
Like that I came here from somewhere else and that's why I don't have any friends. No, I'm just weird.
Ah, just weird. See, I'm not weird. And I have I've got friends. You know, I guess I could have invited. Oh, we didn't end up going. I was going to say, I guess I could have invited you with us to go see Barbie, but we didn't go.
Oh, yeah. I wound up seeing it with my parents and my girlfriend.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah,
I watched it with my mom. I was literally like in tears. Like, oh, my gosh, my mom used to be a little girl.
Oh, my God. That's sweet. We should do an episode on it on Fandom Optimists eventually. I don't know. I'm up in the air on whether or not Fandom Optimists should keep doing new stuff right now.
Oh, because you know I'm supporting the strike, so I said I would.
Yeah, I know you can't. And because I'm not sure of what the exact guidelines are. Near as I can tell,
you didn't see my post. I posted the guidelines.
I saw your post. I've looked at other like YouTubers and other reviewers and stuff, and it's like it sounds like reviewing new stuff is allowed, but some people aren't doing it on principle, and I'm trying to weigh whether I should do that or if, like, there's definitely no boycott called for. I know that. I don't know what I qualify as. I don't know if me putting out a Barbie episode would count. Like, I won't, because I'm gonna save that topic for you because you said that.
No, we should do a Barbie episode, but we should do old Barbie. I love the Barbie. People were like, are you going to watch the Barbie movie? I've seen every Barbie movie, like all of the ones they've ever made.
But yeah, like if I do like Secret Invasion just ended. If I do a Secret Invasion, does that count as promoting Secret Invasion? Because that's against the rules. But then a lot of reviewers are like, we can still review. And I'm like, but if you like it, does that then count as promoting? Because that's the premise of my show.
Because I think review itself, like, even though the guidelines
are putting, sketchy, I think you're putting its name out there. Does that count? Probably counts. So probably not. I know that I'm recording an episode for Dial of Destiny this week, but it may be it at least predates the actors' strike, so maybe that one's safe.
So, because I know they said upcoming, like from the strike, but what style of Destiny?
The new Indiana Jones from like a month ago.
They made a new Indiana Jones movie?
Yep, there's a fifth one, and it came with, out like Harrison a month Ford? Ago. Yeah.
So, scale of 1 to 10, how zaddy-ish was Harrison Ford looking?
How zaddy-ish?
Yeah.
1 to 10,
because you know, Harrison, it's like he's old, but he could maybe still get it.
You know, I think I'd still put him at like a 6 or 7. Like he's still
all right,
he's,
then
he's still above average.
You can't see me doing the ice in your veins thing, but I'm doing it. All right, then. Period. No, I just in like 2020, I think I just watched like the first 2.5 ones, and oh, I nice. Liked it actually. So okay. I might watch the rest of them. But
three is my personal favorite.
Which one is three?
The one with his dad in it.
Oh, no. I think his dad was... Wait, his dad was Sean Connery. That's something yes. else where the dad was John Voight. And I was like, nope. That was Tomb Raider and National Treasure. I love both of those things. Yes. But I don't like those John Voight fun. Very much. He kind of scares
Fair
me.
Fair enough. Yeah, I don't know what it is about him. I don't like him either.
He looks unhinged. And when I found out he was Angelina Jolie's real dad, like, I knew he was her dad.
Oh, yeah, that's a weird revelation once you figure that one out.
Yeah, because, like, I guess I was like, oh, she must get the looks from the mom, because she doesn't have a scary face like he has.
No. Oh, yeah, but we were talking about I don't have friends, mostly because, like, I had a lot of high school friends, and then they all left to go all over the country to do stuff, and I never see any of them anymore. And then all of my college friends, because I didn't go to college here, so they're not here.
Oh, where'd you go at?
That what?
Where'd you go at?
Austin.
Ah, ew.
Yeah, so all my college friends are
that was such a forced reaction. I'm sorry. Austin got so, that smell.
It's weird. Hashtag keep Austin weird. But it's got that. Yeah, they're all over there, and my high school friends are everywhere, and so I'm just here, and I'm like, I need people.
You're just Jordan.
I'm just Jordan. I'm just chasing the gnome.
No, all of my friends are the same friends I've had, so...
Oh, that's nice. That's always good. It's good to have that continuity in life.
I'm sure throughout the multiverse, we're all together. But Jason the Gnome is a ranger, a deadly hunter, an independent adventurer. What kind of ranger do you want to be?
What kind of ranger? Okay, so let me pull this up and go back to the options here.
You have to get to, like, page 87.
Yeah.
This is like the basics. So you got Hunter and you got Beastmaster.
Okay. Well, is Beastmaster about like animals and stuff?
No.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
I'm just messing with you. Yeah, you got a friendship between the civilized races and the beasts of the world.
The beasts of the world.
And
all
the
right.
civilized races.
Civilized.
Oh, because there are evil races. There are evil races.
This game sounds so racist.
Because it is. I mean, it was made in the 80s. I don't know why people are like shocked whenever I say, oh my God, Jordan, I have so many old editions. And they are like, they're like, one of them was, it'll be like different cultures that had a spice up your D&D game. And the thing is, I'd be like, this is very racist to even put this forward, but it's surprisingly well-researched, because I don't want people thinking that they can be a Choctaw assassin rogue, but like, you did some pretty good research on this. You're just also racist.
I guess I'll be a, was it Beastmaster? Beastmaster?
Yeah.
Beastmaster. Like, yeah, I'll do it.
One of the feats is Bestial Fury, so that I don't like that.
That sounds terrible. Oh my God.
That's freaking funny. Oh, you get to pick a beast. Go you. I don't know what beast you get to pick. We're skipping that right now.
Okay.
I can't get over the fact that this is Bestial Fury. Are we immature?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm proud of it.
Okay. So now here we are. We're on page 114. Your personality and background.
Oh, yay. This is the story part, I think.
Yeah. So your name.
114.
Stumbleduck. Your name is Jason the Gnome. I think that might be your new nickname. Instead of Jordan, I'm going to call you Stumbleduck.
All right.
And I'm just going to... If they if people don't listen to True Believers, they're going to be so confused because every time the
next,
I come...
The next time you show up on Phantom Optimist and call me Stumbleduck, poor Dylan Pollack is going to be very confused. He's one of my, like, four listeners, probably.
Hey, no, he's one of your 400 listeners. Manifest, Jordan.
Oh, yes.
Jordan.
Oh, yes. Okay, so we got name. Yeah, we did that. We've got sex. I guess I'm a dude, so I'll just go... Play with what I know, I guess. I don't know.
Height and weight. Okay, so you're a gnome. Your base height is 211. Your modifier is 2d4. I guess I should have brought my dice out.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Oh man, I
you
have
know you
dice,
can dice roll from.
I'm not actually at my apartment where I have some D&D dice that.
Oh, where are you?
I'm at my parents' house at the moment.
Lord Dump. Okay, but if you go on Google. You can type like dice roller or something, and Google just gives you an option to roll dice.
Oh, that's cool. Let me pull that. Oh, are you doing that?
Well, I can, or you can.
I guess you should. I don't know how many things my phone will let me do at the same time.
I don't want it to explode. You seem like one of those, like, not even like an Android guy, but like a Nokia guy. No offense.
I have a coworker who has he had a flip phone. Up until like a month ago.
One of the new flip phones or one of those ones you can put minutes on?
Like one of those old ones with all the buttons and no touch screen or anything.
Did you ever have a Razor?
I think I did.
That was like the best phone ever when you would hang up on somebody. Okay, so I rolled 2d4 and it's like you got a plus 2d4. Okay, so that's 3, 2, you got 5. So what's 5 inches past 211?
That's
3'4".
That's 3'4", 3'5", 3'4".
So you're 3'4"
cool.
And 35 pounds.
All right.
Well, this times one. Oh, okay. So
I'm a real life Toss Elmo thing. One of those toys.
That's adorable. I love Elmo.
Toss Elmo.
I was surprisingly good, and it kind of freaked me out. I don't know. I have, like, a thing about puppets. I like them on one hand, but on one hand, I don't. You know?
Yeah, they can be a little spooky.
Like, speaking of spooky, I got scared during Muppets Haunted Mansion, actually, and it was, like, a jump scare moment, but the thing that scared me was friggin' John Stamos. I was like, oh, John Stamos is in this movie. Ah!
Oh, my God.
I don't think anybody could have predicted that. So, okay, so what is your age? How old are you going to be, Jordan?
All right, how old are gnomes typically? Are they like, do they live to be like super ridiculously old or something?
I don't know.
Editing Christian here. I'm here to tell you that gnomes can live 350 to almost 500 years.
So it would be so, so funny if they didn't live that long and you're just this elderly little gnome.
Yeah.
What color is your hair?
It's going to be blue hair. It's got blue
hair. Okay. So you're a liberal snowflake?
Yes, that's exactly what I am.
What color is your skin?
This is a good one. Do they come in weird colors?
I don't know.
Come in like any color? He'll have like forest green skin, even though he's not a forest gnome very specifically. He's just weird.
So is he a rock gnome who's hiding his forest gnome ancestry?
Probably. Yeah.
Wait, oh, it's like that song, Biracial Girl.
Yeah, the game is racist, so he needs to cleanly fit. He needs to cleanly fit into one race. He can't admit that he's part forest gnome.
Okay, and what's your alignment? Do you want to be lawful good, neutral good, chaotic good, lawful neutral, neutral, chaotic neutral, lawful evil, neutral evil?
I'm going chaotic good. I love being chaotic good. That seems good. That seems fun. That seems like me. It's funny because I idolize Captain America, who should be lawful good, but I'm
but
like
not.
me. Oh, is he not? What would you call him?
Chaotic neutral. Captain America doesn't care about laws. He cares about what's right and what he wants to do at every single turn in comic
That's
book history.
True.
He has been like, I don't give a shit about these laws. I don't care what you people have to say. Like Civil War, even. He was like, I That's do not care. True.
He's not.
What you people to say?
Yeah, he's either. What? Oh, is it just lawful, neutral?
Neutral, straight, good? Chaotic neutral. Because somebody who would cast away their Captain America identity and be like, I'm Nomad now.
That's true. Especially when he originally did it because of Nixon.
That's even funnier. Fuck this guy in particular.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just not feeling the America thing anymore. I'm just not all vibing this, with this.
Speaking of, you know how I'm the world's most supreme hater? When I watched Captain America Civil War, I was bizzed. Mm-hmm. I was like, they're fighting in an airport. That's so ghetto. Like the build up to this movie. I didn't realize, you know, I don't watch trailers. So I didn't realize that like all those people were going to be in it. And me and my mom saw it on Mother's Day. Cause we like Captain America and we're like, where the hell was Captain America? He was in this movie for like 20 minutes. And then when Iron Man was like, don't take that shield. My dad made that shield. I was like, eat my ass. Are you serious? Yeah. First of all, when people on your own team have stated that they waited for you to kill them twice, I think maybe you should shut up forever.
Yeah.
You don't get to take a moral stance.
That makes sense.
I think this might actually, even more than the one I did with Blue, this might be the most chaotic episode of True Believers.
Well, see, it's because like you and Blue get chaotic because you will both say anything.
But and then argue at each other.
Yeah, we get chaotic because I will shift to anything because of the high levels of ADHD.
And the sad thing is, I'm right there with you. I'm like, no, raise it. Raise the stakes. This is what the people want.
Yeah. Those make the best podcasts when everything's just insane.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh
okay,
no,
okay.
What are we doing now?
I'm reading the end and I'm like, the evil deities who created other races, though, made those races to serve them. Those races have strong inborn tendencies that match the nature of their gods. Most orcs share the violent, savage nature of the orc god Grummish and are thus inclined towards evil. Even if an orc chooses a good alignment, it struggles against the innate tendencies for its entire life. Even half orcs feel the lingering pull of the orc god's influence. I hated that so freaking funny because it really shouldn't be. It's like, yeah, this is racist, but I feel like because I'm black, I'm like, oh no, that's hilarious. I think of like other people's racism. That really has nothing to do with me. Like, I'm affected by it, yeah, because, you know, it's being expressed at me or towards me, but if you're racist, that really has nothing to do with my perception of reality. I'm like, ooh. You feel big and bad? Ooh. Okay, so you get personality traits, you get ideals, you get flaws.
Okay, personality traits. Oh, man. You describe the things your character likes, past accomplishments, things your character dislikes or fears. Fear snakes. You're scared of snakes. Throwing that one in. Your character's self-attitude or mannerisms or the influence of his ability scores. Okay. Okay, so he's scared of snakes. And what good thing do we want to say about Jason the gnome?
You know, fun fact, if you scroll down, actually, there's a list of... Well, I guess I could roll a D8 for you, or you could just choose these personality traits.
Okay.
And ideals and bonds and flaws, but they depend on what kind of background you want to go for, which is usually how I work towards it.
This is the part of Dungeons and Dragons that I am terrible with, because I just the what?
Oh, keep going.
I'm just like, I'm real bad at like generating story. I could never be a writer. Speaking of the writer's strike, I couldn't do it. I'm not that creative. I'm good at quips. That's about it. I could write a Marvel movie.
Do you want to see one of my characters that I've made? It's in a separate folder, but I can send it to you.
Okay.
Yes, I do talk my way through everything. It's because I'm such a good communicator, even with myself.
It's good when you're on a an audio medium. Dorian, is that who we're looking at?
Yeah, we could look at Dorian or Simone. Either way.
Okay, let's look at Dorian. Okay.
That's my man right there. And yes, I do make my own character sheets. This is so I'll make you one after we're done.
Cool. Okay.
But you have to draw your own art.
Oh, okay, well, that's going to look real bad.
Or, you know, get a cartoon in there. But you see, I have everything. When I tell you I have everything on this organized, I was like, yes, this character is ready to play.
This is highly organized.
But if you scroll down to, like, page, 11 or whatever. Yeah, no, it's not even 11. It's, like, 14 where you get to the background. I was like, I want to play a character who is a spy. Oh, hold on. I'm going to stop the Zoom and start another one.
Nice.
Thank you for joining me for part one of this episode. Part two is already up and posted.
True Believers is available on all major streaming platforms and a member of the Hall of Pods podcasting network alongside the Fandom Optimist, SJW Comic Book Club, and Cape Corner. And we can all be found in the link tree below. And as always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what I read or watch, you can find and DM me, email me at number1truebelieverspod@gmail.com, or join our Discord. Bye!
Hit that like and subscribe, guys!
Okay, that's perfect.